Sophie had felt completely stuck for weeks. She had tried to memorize all her lessons, but nothing had worked. She had spent long hours at her desk, had skipped breaks, and had eaten mostly snacks that made her feel sluggish. She had even forgotten to drink water some days. No wonder her brain felt tired. One evening, Sophie realized she had been studying the wrong way. She had been trying to memorize everything at once without understanding it. She decided to try a new method. First, she had planned her time better. She had made a simple schedule for each day, blocking 45-minute study sessions and 10-minute breaks. She had prioritized the lessons she found hardest first and had left easier topics for later. Then, she had taken more breaks. She had gone for short walks, stretched, and even danced to her favorite songs for a few minutes. She had started taking magnesium to help her relax. Her friends joked it was magic brain powder. Most importantly, she had explained her lessons out loud, sometimes to herself, sometimes to her cat, and sometimes to her friends. She had written messy notes, had drawn colorful diagrams, and had made silly examples for difficult concepts. Every time she felt tired, she reminded herself that she had been making progress and that small steps counted. Slowly, Sophie realized she had understood more than she thought. She had practiced this way every day. She had kept track of her time, checking off completed lessons, and rewarding herself when she had finished each block. By the day of the test, she had revised carefully, had reviewed her notes out loud, and had followed her schedule perfectly. When she took the exam, she felt confident. She aced the test, not because she had memorized everything perfectly, but because she had learned how to learn and had managed her time wisely. Afterwards, she laughed and told her friends, "I had been so worried, but it turns out all I needed was a plan, breaks, magnesium, and a little talking to my cat."